Title 7. Household Affairs. Title 7, Chapter 1. Immediate Family. Section 1. You shall rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of an elder, and fear thy God. Section 2. To thy husband shall be thy recourse, and he shall rule over thee. Section 3. Let every one reverence his father and his mother. Section 4. Honor thy father and thy mother. Section 5. Cursed he who slighteth his father or his mother. Section 6. He who smiteth his father or his mother shall be put to death. Section 7. He who curseth his father or his mother shall be put to death. Section 8. Be the man who he may who curseth his father or his mother, let him be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, he shall be held guilty. Section 9. If any man hath a stubborn and rebellious son, who hearkeneth not to the voice of his father, nor to the voice of his mother, and they have corrected him, and he will not hearken to them, his father and his mother shall take him, and bring him out to the senate of his city, and to the gate of the place. And they shall say to the men of their city, This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He hearkeneth not to our voice. He is devoted to reveling and drunkenness. Thereupon the men of his city shall stone him with stones, and he shall be put to death. So thou shalt remove the wicked from among you, and the rest, who hear, will be struck with awe. Section 10. Thou shalt not give any of thy seed to serve an archon. Section 11. If any of the children of Israel, or of those who have become proselytes among Israel, shall give any of his seed to an archon, let him be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones, and as for me, I will myself set my face against that man, and destroy him from among his people, because he hath given of his seed to an archon, to pollute my holy things, and to profane the name of those who have been hallowed to me. And though those born in the land may, upon seeing him, connive at that man when he giveth of his seed to an archon, and not kill him, I will indeed set my face against that man, and against his family, and destroy him, and all who encourage him, to go a-whoring after the archon, from among their people. Section 12. When any man selleth his daughter to be a handmaid, she shall not go away as those who are in bondage go. If she please not her master, provided he betrothed her for himself, he shall let her be redeemed. But he is not her master to sell her into another family, because he hath broken covenant with her. But if he betroth her for his son, he shall deal by her according to the privilege of daughters. And if the son take another for himself, he shall not deprive her of food and raiment and her marriage rights. And if he do not these three for her, she shall go away ransom free. Title 7, Chapter 2. Ode. Section 13. Now therefore write the words of this ode and teach it to the children of Israel, and put it into their mouth, that this ode may be an open witness for me among the children of Israel. For when I bring them into that good land, which I solemnly promised their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey, they will eat, and be satiated, and they will turn to strange gods, and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. But this ode will rise up, and witness against them. For it shall never be forgotten out of their mouth, nor out of the mouth of their seed. Section 13, 1. Listen, O heaven, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let my doctrine be expected like rain, and my words distill as the dew. Like gentle rain on the tender herb, and like a heavy shower on the grass. Since I have proclaimed the name of the Lord, ascribe ye majesty to our God. He is God, his works are perfect. All his ways are acts of judgment to faithful God. He doth no injustice. Righteous and holy is the Lord. They have sinned. Blemished children are naughties. Crooked and perverse generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord? Are the people so foolish and unwise? Did not this thy father purchase thee? Did he not make and fashion thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of ages past. Ask thy father. He can tell thee thine elders. They can inform thee, when the Most High divided nations, when he dispersed the children of Adam, he settled the boundaries of nations, according to the number of God's messengers. And the Lord's portion was his people Jacob, Israel was his lot of inheritance. He sustained them in the wilderness, in the drought of heat, in a land without water. He led them about, and instructed them. He kept them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle would defend his nest, and, when anxious for his young, would spread out his wings, and receive them, and bear them up on his shoulders. The Lord alone conducted them, and there was not a strange God with them. He brought them up to the strength of this land. He fed them with the products of the fields. They sucked honey out of a rock, and oil out of a flinty rock, with butter of kine, and with milk of sheep, with the fattest of lambs and rams, young bulls and goats, and with bread of the choicest wheat. And they drank wine, the pure juice of the grape. When Jacob had eaten and was filled, then he who was beloved began to kick. He grew fat, waxed thick, and became corpulent. Then he forsook the God who made him, and apostatized from God his Savior. They exasperated me with strange gods, with their abominations they provoked me. They sacrificed to demons, and not to God, to gods, which they had never known, which had started up, new and fictitious, of which their fathers had no knowledge. The God who begot thee, thou hast forsaken, and hast forgot the God who nourished thee. And the Lord saw, and was provoked to jealousy. He was provoked at the temper of his sons and daughters, and said, I will turn away my face from them, and show what shall befall them in the latter days, because they are a perverse generation, children, who have no faith in them. They have provoked me by what is not God, have exasperated me with their idols. I therefore will provoke them by what is not a nation, by a foolish nation I will vex them. Since a fire is kindled because of my wrath, it shall burn down to the lowest Hades. It shall consume the land, and the products thereof. It shall set on fire the foundations of mountains. I will assemble evils against them, and hurl my bolts at them. While they are wasting by famine, and voracious birds, the burning carbuncle also shall be incurable. I will send against them the teeth of wild beasts, with the venom of serpents, trailing on the ground. Abroad the sword shall bereave them of children, and in their chambers terror shall destroy. The youth shall perish with the young virgin, the sucking infant with the venerable sage. I had determined to disperse them, and cause the remembrance of them to cease among men. Had it not been for the temper of enemies, that the adversaries might not outlive them, that they might not fall upon them at once, lest they should say, our own high hand, and not the Lord, hath done all this. It is a nation devoid of counsel. There is no knowledge among them. They have not bent their minds to understand. Let them lay up these things for time to come. How could one man chase a thousand, and two put myriads to flight, had not God cast them off, had not the Lord delivered them up? For their gods are not like our God, and our enemies are without understanding. As their vine is from the vine of Sodom, and their shoot from that of Gomorrah, their cluster of grapes will be a cluster of gall, a cluster of bitterness it shall be to them. Their wine shall be the venom of dragons, the incurable venom of asps. Behold, are not these things stored up with me, and sealed up among my treasures? In the day of vengeance I will requite, when their foot shall be supplanted. Because the day of destruction is nigh for them, Therefore at hand are the things prepared for you. Because the Lord will judge his people when he shall be appeased for his servants, for he saw that they were enfeebled, made faint by hostile invasions and dejected. Then the Lord said, Where are their gods, the gods in which they placed their confidence? The fat of whose sacrifices you ate and drank, the wine of their libations. Let them arise and help you, and let them be your protectors. See, that I am the self-existent, and that there is no God besides me. I kill, and I can cause to live, I can smite and I can heal, and none can rescue out of my hand, for I can lift up my hand to heaven, and swear by my right hand, and say, As I live forever, I will make my sword sharp as lightning, and my hand will support judgment. And I will execute vengeance on mine enemies, and make retribution to them who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of slain and captives. From the head of enemy chiefs. Rejoice, O heavens, with him, and let all the angels of God worship him. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, and let all the children of God rely on him, for he avengeth the blood of his children, and will judge, and execute vengeance on his enemies. To them who hate him he will render retribution, and the Lord will purify the land of his people. Title 7, Chapter 3. Levirate Surrogacy. Section 14. When brothers dwell together, and one of them die, and hath no issue, the wife of him who died shall not marry a man abroad, who is not near of kin. The brother of her husband shall go in unto her, and take her to wife, and cohabit with her. And the child which she shall bear shall go by the name of him who died, so that his name shall not be blotted out from among Israel. And if any man decline to take his brother's wife, the woman shall go to the gate of the senate, and say, My husband's brother refuseth to raise up his brother's name in Israel. My husband's brother hath refused. Thereupon the senate of his city shall send for him, and say to him, Thou must stand up, and say, I will not take her. Upon which his brother's wife shall come, in the presence of the senate, and loose one shoe from his foot, and spit before his face, and addressing him, say, So shall be done to the man who will not build up his brother's house in Israel. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him who had his shoe loosed. Section 15. If any man die, and hath no son, you shall vest his inheritance in his daughter. And if he hath no daughter, you shall give his inheritance to his brother. And if he hath no brothers, you shall give his inheritance to his father's brother. And if there be no brothers of his father, you shall give the inheritance to one of his house, who is the nearest of kin to him, of his tribe, that he may inherit what belonged to him. Section 16. If any man hath two wives, and one of them be beloved, and the other hated, and both the beloved, and the hated, bear him children, and the son of the hated be the firstborn, he shall not be at liberty, when he bequeatheth his substance to his children, to give the right of primogeniture to the son of the beloved, and overlook the son of the hated, who is the firstborn, but shall acknowledge the son of the hated as his firstborn, by giving him a double portion of all that he hath, because he is the head of his children, and the rights of primogeniture belong to him. Title 7, Chapter 4. Servitude. Section 17. If thy brother, a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, be sold to thee, he shall serve thee 6 years, and on the seventh thou shalt send him away from thee, free. And when thou shalt send him away free from thee, thou shalt not send him away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally with provision for the journey, from thy flock and from thy corn, and thy wine. According as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give him. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that thence the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. And if he shall say to thee, I will not go away from thee, because he hath loved thee, and thy family, and is well with thee, then thou shalt take an oar, and bore his ear against the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And in the same manner thou shalt treat thy maid servant. It shall not seem hard to thee that they are let go free from thee, for they have saved thee the wages of an hireling. He hath served thee 6 years. Section 18. If thou purchase a Hebrew servant, he shall serve thee 6 years, but in the 7th year he shall go out free without ransom. If he came in alone, he shall go out alone. But if his wife came with him, his wife shall go out with him. And if his master hath given him a wife and she hath borne him sons or daughters, the wife and the children shall belong to his master, and he shall go out alone. And if the servant shall answer and say, I love my master and my wife and my children, I will not go away free, his master shall bring him to God's court of justice and there lead him to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl and he shall serve him forever. Section 19. If thy brother who dwelleth by thee be humbled, and sold to thee, he shall not serve thee as a slave. He shall be with thee as a hireling, or a sojourner. Until the year of the release he shall work for thee, and in the year of the release he shall go out, and his children with him, and shall go to his own family to his paternal possession he shall haste away. Because they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt, he must not be sold as a slave. Thou shalt not overburthen him with toil, but fear the Lord thy God. Section 20. If a proselyte, or a sojourner who is with thee, prosper, and thy brother, being poor, be sold to the proselyte, or to the stranger who is with thee, or to the descendant of the proselyte, after he is sold he shall have a right to be redeemed. One of his brethren may redeem him, his uncle, or his uncle's son, may redeem him, or any of his blood relations, of the same tribe, may redeem him. And if he be able he may redeem himself. In which case he shall settle with him who purchased him, from the year he sold himself, to the year of the release, and the price of his purchase shall be as the yearly wages of a hired servant for the years he is to be with him. And if anyone hath many years to serve, for them he shall pay the rates of redemption, on account of the money paid for him. And if but few years remain to the year of release, he shall settle with him according to those years, and pay the rates of his redemption. As a servant hired from year to year, he shall be with him. And thou shalt not suffer him to be oppressed with labor in thy sight. If he be not redeemed in any of these ways, in the year of the release he shall go out, and his children with him. Section 21. The male and female slaves, whom thou mayst have, must be of the nations around thee. Of them you may purchase a male or a female slave, or of the children of strangers who sojourn among you of them you may purchase and of their relations who may be born in your land. Let them be your property, and divide them among your children after you, and they shall be your slaves for life, but of your brethren, the children of Israel, one shall not rule over another with rigor. Section 22. If any man lie carnally with a woman, and she be a servant betrothed to a man, and hath not been redeemed, nor had her freedom granted her, they shall be chastised, but shall not be put to death, because she was not set free. Section 23. If a man smite his manservant or his maidservant with a staff, and the servant die under his hand, vengeance shall be taken by judicial process. But if the servant live a day or two, let no vengeance be taken, for he is his money. Section 24. If a man smite the eye of a manservant, or the eye of a maidservant, and it become blind, he shall set them free for their eyes' sake. And if he beat out the tooth of a manservant, or the tooth of a maidservant, he shall set them free for their tooth's sake. Section 25. Thou shalt not deliver up to his master a servant who hath fled to thee from his master. He shall dwell among you wherever he pleaseth. Thou shalt not afflict him.